Playing in the nearly foot of snow, Chicago got, but it's a hassle at airports, grounding some 1,500 flights, and that storm that started in Montana is headed to New England, now hitting Washington, D.C., where Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson is live.
And it's a day off here for most school kids and federal workers, as officials like Joan Morris at the Virginia Department of Transportation say it's a very good idea to stay home.
What you don't want to do is get to work today and then have a horrible time getting home. It's just going to get worse.
But members of Congress and their staffs will be at work, even though some hearings have been postponed. House leaders hope to recess for the week soon after lunch, after taking care of a government funding bill that eases some of the effects of the sequester, Dave.
Rich, they missed their leader in Venezuela. Hugo Chavez supporters the day after the fiery anti-American president died of cancer. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has reaction live in Miami.
Dave, Venezuelans living in the U.S. like Jesus Alvarez are hoping for reform now that Hugo Chavez is dead.
I can't say it's going to get better. I just can say there's definitely going to be a lot of changes. We're just hoping for the best.
But it will depend on who wins any election that is supposed to happen within 30 days, as per their constitution. Venezuelan expatriates who've retained citizenship are entitled to vote, but Chavez closed his consulate here in Miami just before the last election, making it much more difficult for Venezuelan Americans, many who opposed Chavez, to cast a ballot, Dave.
Evan, there's no end to Syria's civil war, and the UN warns it's spiraling toward a full-scale disaster, estimating a million civilians who now fled the country and need aid. Catholic leaders are meeting again today.
What's beginning to emerge is a profile of the next pope. What are the expectations and hopes?
Father Thomas Rosicall, but two of the cardinals who will pick the next pope, have arrived. The European Union Commission is fining Microsoft $733 million more dollars for breaking the terms of a 2009 settlement to allow users a choice of internet browser. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My daughter is a handful. I've always had to keep my eye on her, but I didn't always watch out for myself. With so much noise about health care, I tuned it all out. With United Healthcare, I get information that matters. My individual health profile, not random statistics. They even reward me for addressing my health risks. So, I'm doing fine. But she's still going to give me a heart attack.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk. We pushed it further. AT&T. Rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Hi, this is Debbie with American Lube Centers. For years, people have counted on us for oil changes and overall automotive maintenance. At American Lube Centers, we do business the old-fashioned way. We give you time and peace of mind by servicing your vehicles quickly and efficiently and letting you know in advance what your maintenance needs are. Our highly trained technicians at American Lube Centers do the job right. For fast, friendly service, it's American Lube Centers. Click on AmericanLubeCenters.com for our daily specials and a location near you. And like us on Facebook.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Jim Ingram. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and estate planning. We're available year-round, not just during tax season.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 38 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Traffic on Highway 30 was blocked at two locations yesterday. Harvey Road was closed in front of the mall for more than 4 hours after a contractor working on a water line ruptured a natural gas line between Scarlett O'Hara and Rhett Butler. And on Highway 30 in Grimes County, west of Roanes Prairie, smoke from a grass fire initially blocked traffic in both directions. Then one lane was reopened before the all-clear was given. Bryan school administrators are changing the method of providing teacher assistance.
The school board was told this week the district is replacing a state program with its own.
The TAP system was saying do this. The curriculum instruction team was saying we need to do this. And they felt torn between the two. So who do I adhere to?
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says at no additional cost, this will allow all campuses to have master teachers, mentor teachers, and professional development specialists.
Which is going into the classroom, sitting down with a teacher saying, hey, look, this is a better way to deliver this instruction. It's a better way they can help design lessons. The same thing master teacher did, only we're going to call them instructional coaches.
Starting next year, there will be two coaches at each elementary, three at each middle school, and four at each high school. The transition affects 30 teachers who will have jobs with the district next year, but not necessarily in the positions they have this year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Bryan man is accused of attempting to sell metal pipe from a flatbed trailer that was all stolen from a Brenham welding shop. A call came from the manager of Bryan Iron and Metal to Bryan Police, who in turn had heard the 911 dispatchers of the theft report from Brenham. Bryan officers say the victim gave an exact description over the phone. That led to the arrest of 18-year-old Darian Manley for stealing the $3,500 trailer and $1,200 of pipe. Manley told police the metal belonged to his grandfather, who had recently died. In College Station, an arrest was made in a high-speed hit-and-run crash thanks to tracking a cell phone signal. Monday night, just after 9, police received a report that a pickup exiting the northbound freeway at Rock Prairie Road struck a car on the service road. That caused the car to go off the road, through a ditch, through a chain-link gate, and into a construction site. 4 hours after the crash, the driver of the pickup was found in dense woods a half mile away. 32-year-old John Levi Marshall of Montgomery was arrested for leaving the scene of an accident. No injuries were reported. The 18-year-old A&M cadet Francisco Campos, who survived a deadly crash early Sunday morning, continues to recover at a hospital in Houston. Two other cadets were killed, as well as the 21-year-old driver of a Mustang who was driving the wrong lane and hit their SUV head-on 290. As spring break approaches, more state troopers will be out looking for drunk drivers.
Our enforcement will be stepping up with a grant through TxDOT. We'll have extra patrol officers out during this time.
Trooper Jimmy Morgan says they will concentrate enforcement on areas where there have been deaths from alcohol-related crashes. And a Texas Senate Education Committee is considering proposed legislation prohibiting organizations linked to abortion providers from teaching sex education in public schools. Abortion opponents say it's a way to exclude Planned Parenthood from classrooms, but witnesses who testified yesterday provided little evidence of Planned Parenthood's direct involvement in classrooms. The bill's sponsor, Ken Paxton of McKinney, also invited a small group of witnesses who preached the power of teaching abstinence. Also from the state capitol, craft beer brewers are asking lawmakers to expand the market for their products. Owners of brew pubs and small breweries made their case to the Senate Committee on Business and Commerce. In a recent report, an industry trade group counted 37 breweries and 41 brew pubs in the state. They say the state's current alcoholic beverage laws give an unfair advantage to big national distributors. Senator Kevin Eltife of Tyler has filed bills that would let small breweries sell beer during tours and let brew pubs sell their beer in retail stores. A lobbyist for the trade group Wholesale Beer Distributors of Texas spoke in favor of a rival bill. Republican John Corona of Dallas, the committee chairman, told the parties to work out a deal by next Monday. And local business owners can expect a visit later this month from representatives of the Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber's Priscilla Miller says This year's Chamber Day will be 2 weeks from tomorrow, on the 21st.
Last year, we visited 697 businesses.
Oh, my.
And that was because of our volunteers. We had 130 volunteers, so we need you. If you are interested in helping, you can help morning or afternoon shift, or if you're able, both.
Registration information is on the Chamber's website, which you can find by going to our website at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 38 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, but also 8:06 just later. Or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Most people have questions about the beginning of time. Is the Earth really billions of years old? Did we come from a monkey? These are timeless questions that we all ask ourselves. Victory Church will be hosting a creation seminar March the 3rd through the 6th, discussing many of these questions. Creation science evangelist Steve Grohman will speak on the subject of creation versus evolution. Bring your friends, your neighbors, and your foes. For more details, contact Victory Church at 774-9690 or online at victoryupc.com. Victory Church, 13107 State Highway 30 in College Station.
This is Brad Beard of Intercon. Many of us have watched together as the Bryan College Station area continues to grow and prosper. Part of that reason is your support of local businesses. We all depend on our neighbors from time to time. A healthy economy allows local businesses to create new jobs, and that means support from the services we expect from our cities. Your decision to stay here to do business means we continue to be the kind of place we want for raising our families. Bryan Broadcasting and Intercon remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
7:13, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
High pressure remains in control of our weather today. It stretches from our area back across Kansas and up into the Dakotas this morning. It'll help produce sunshine, temperatures right around 65. Tonight, clear, lows near 40. Mostly sunny, the story for tomorrow, highs near 70. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 45 to 50. Clouds will continue to overspread the area on Friday. Temperatures on Friday are going to be near 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fighting Texas Aggies start quick in baseball. Spring drills start, and three ladies are put on the All-SEC team. We'll share that with you coming up with sports at 7:50.
There you are. There is some rain and stuff way out there in Arizona. Then that's what may come in this weekend. But, you know, aside from that, it's going to be pretty dang nice weather. Going to be all right. So we didn't mention this yesterday. I mean, you do a fine job in the sports. But we didn't mention yesterday that they had pool competition over the weekend, so that horse racing experts are now ready to start predicting who the winner of the Kentucky Derby will be May.
I'm not big on the equine stuff. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I apologize for missing that.
Well, let me say it today so that you know.
Okay.
So that when this horse wins the Kentucky Derby, that you heard it here first. IKEA meatball. That's what I'm going
IKEA
with.
Meatball?
IKEA meatball.
That is so bad.
Terrible.
His nickname is Dinner.
Yeah, well, they're in trouble again.
IKEA?
IKEA is in trouble again. They have, Chinese health authorities have confiscated 2 tons of IKEA's almond chocolate cakes
that were
shipped in from Sweden. But after they tested them, and they are positive in high levels of coliform bacteria, which are usually found in abundances of, animal droppings, as a matter of fact. I hate to say that. Yeah, IKEA has responded by removing the affected cakes from 23 countries. Though an IKEA spokesman, of course, says, quote, there's no health risk associated with consuming this product. Was the spokesperson munching on one when they said that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But since the product does not comply with our strict food standards, we are going to go ahead and recall it. Never mind that they found the bacteria in the stuff that had been shipped out. And again, this is in China, okay?
Yeah, they usually don't care about stuff like that. You know, the river turns green and foamy. Oh, well. But, I mean, man, IKEA, get on the ball.
Hey, Kevin, I didn't even go there.
No.
She jumped right into it.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
No, that's all right. That's okay. Oh, I'm usually the one who's doing those sort of insensitive things, but you just plowed full bore into it.
I've learned from the best of
them,
Scott.
There you go. Exactly. But anyhow. Yeah, why didn't IKEA just stick to making pointy-cornered furniture, you know? If they do that, then...
Yeah, nobody cares if there's animal droppings in pointy-cornered furniture.
That's exactly right. It's 7:16.
And it's a new show called Grumpy Old Men.
Yeah. There's a comedy skit show that I watch, and one of the skits that they had is the couple goes into a restaurant, and they decide they're going to have free-range chicken for dinner. And so what the waitress does is brings out a picture of the chicken with his name and what he liked to do before he was killed, which I thought was a pretty funny bit. Gucci is putting out a line of leather pocketbooks that will include a biography of the life of the cow that died for your handbag.
Oh,
this is the truth.
And they think that's going to help?
Yeah. And if you think this is weird, the project is being done in partnership with the National Wildlife Federation. Gucci says each handbag in its new eco-ethical line will be sold with a passport that describes the precise history of the chain of supply from the birth of the cow to this beautiful final product. Their quote. That's from them. The precise history of the chain of supply. The idea behind the so-called cow passport is to show that animals were raised in a way that causes zero deforestation in the Amazon, because I know everybody buying a Gucci bag is concerned about
See,
that.
See, I just wanted to make sure that my handbag came from a cow and not a horse.
Well, there you go. But who knows? Horsehide's pretty rugged, too. Fashionista.com says all cows were raised on the Rainforest Alliance certified ranches in Brazil. Their goal is to make sure that the cattle don't eat up all the plant life in Brazil before meeting their destiny as a designer bag.
I wouldn't mind finding that out for the ones that I eat.
Well, the next step when you go into your fast food restaurant will be a little bio on the cow that made up your burger.
Because I mean, that would be nice to know if it was at a cattle pen somewhere in Texas, knowing it was closed.
Oh, well, that's true. Make money there. But, and again, if you find out that there was a cow called Harvey and that hamburger was really good, maybe you'd want another Harvey burger. I mean, I have no idea.
What's going to stop people from... I mean, I enjoy knowing what country meat is from, so I can try to buy more locally.
Okay.
But how do you know people aren't just going to lie?
Well, they might... Hello?
Quit giving them ideas on what we pay for a burger while we pay for a Gucci.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, you mean there's beef in them fast food burgers?
No!
I hate to think that they decide, if Gucci can do it, we can do
Why
it.
Why not? But,
by the way, that burger will be $12 now.
I just see going into one of the local places and going, hey, you got any more of that Harvey?
Yeah, really. Because, I mean,
that was some good Harvey.
I was in here yesterday. That burger was just outstanding. So if I could get another one of those, that'd be very nice.
No, but we got more Paul. Yeah, we'll try Paul today.
Yeah,
it's just getting weird.
Thank you. CBS has picked up a new summer reality series cleverly called The American Baking Competition.
I wonder what that's about.
Yeah, very good. Jeff Foxworthy has been tapped to be the host of the show, which is based on a similar program in England, which is amazingly enough called the Great British Bake Off. They have such creative names over there.
So, now they're what is this, a tanning show?
No. This is a cooking show.
Yeah, I know.
CBS is importing a guy named Paul Hollywood, who is a British baker.
That's his name?
I guess so.
Get out.
He's already one of the judges of the British show. He'll be here for the U.S. version.
Because we can't come up with ideas for TV on our own anymore.
Well, you know, we can't. And as you might well expect, we've got some new TV shows coming out from CMT, which really ought to be outstanding. First of all, they have renewed four series and announced a bunch of new shows. They're doing, The Voice. Cassidy Pope, the winner of Season 3 of The Voice, is going to get her own show. They've gotten the folks who produced Jersey Shore to put together a new reality series, which is called The Dirty South. Another show that, if you can imagine, is called Hillbillies for Hire.
Why is it? It's always okay to make fun of Southern people.
The lowest common denominator.
Well, I'm sick of it. I'm ready to march on some place and say, look, you old racist.
Well, no, the thing is, look, let them do that. Those are people in the Northeast who think they're better than we are, okay? While they're paying high taxes and shoveling snow, we're down here with commute times that are much better than they are in other parts of the country. But, and lower taxes. So that's fine if they want to make fun of us. And you don't have to watch the show.
No, I'm sick of this stuff.
Well, but
when I go abroad, people think you're stupid because you're from the South.
Yes,
because that
do.
Is what our media portrays. That's why nobody listens to us.
And wrongly, we think that people with a British accent have 10 more IQ points than we do. And that's wrong, too.
Although, when I was in England, their big complaint was that, why are the villains always British?
Yeah,
and they're
well,
not always British, only if they're intelligent villains, generally.
Yeah, there you go.
But I explained that people are more likely to buy a product that was, looks like if it's a British person's talking about how dentally hygienic this gum is. Oh, yeah, we'll buy it, man. Yeah. I'm a sucker, man.
Grey Poupon.
well, part of that also stems from the whole we can't villainize anybody.
No, that's true.
Now, we'll make fun of the Brits, but nobody else.
Can't be doing that.
Except for rednecks.
Yes.
Irrefutable proof that the British do not have 10 high IQ points. Here's Morgan.
Well, that's, I haven't watched it, so I don't know. Hello.
Well, if we're so stupid, though, that's why all the people from up north in California moved to Texas.
No, you're right. That's exactly right.
Yeah,
thank
they're just
going to
come here and screw it up.
Yeah. You can come, just leave your politics at home, if you'll do that. Dow Jones, do you see this? Highest closing level ever yesterday.
It's because Hugo Chavez died.
Is that it? 14,254, beating the record from back in October of 07. The market finally overcame the losses tied to the financial crisis. We'll see. Again, yeah, that's true. It is a big number, 14,254, and it's a record. But let's not tie any kind of cause and effect thing, because that just doesn't happen in the stock market anymore. We'd like to think it does, and it'd be long-term, and the recession's over, and everything's going to be fine, and we'll have, free food for puppies and kittens and children, but it's not going to happen. Warren Buffett has dropped out of the top three in the Forbes list of the world's richest people. Man, he's not there. He's not in the top three anymore.
Because he's paying his secretary.
That's it. But again, if you've seen the feature stories on him that have been around, he lives in the same house he's lived in forever. And he drives an okay car, but he does, and he drives. He drives himself, but he really does, and lives in Omaha. He's pretty interesting. He's just pretty low-key.
It'd be interesting to see how much of that is really show. If I can just suck it up for a while, I can do this.
I'm
guessing when he's on the road, he's staying 5-star.
Well, yeah, that's probably right. And, we'll see. Well, when he comes here to visit his newspaper that he owns, we'll see where he stays. That'll be interesting.
That should be interesting.
Yeah. Carlos Slim, he's numero uno on the list. He's worth $73 billion. He's thumbing his nose at Bill Gates, who's second at $67 billion. Amancio Ortega is a Spanish clothier. He is now in third place. And Warren Buffett is slumming it down at number four as far as the richest people in the world.
Experience the exclusive resort lifestyle at Riviera Salon and Day Spa. Are you a Riviera VIP? During March only, purchase the VIP Silver year-long membership at an unbelievable discount. As a member, get unlimited use of our pool, hot tub, and steam room. You'll always have a quiet place to lay out and enjoy a complimentary glass of wine. Plus, receive 10% off all products and services. The Silver VIP Special is only available once a year. Call now, 693-0350. Visit Riviera Salon and Day Spa.com or find us on Facebook.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Metal roofing has gained popularity in Texas over the past few decades for good reason. One roof that can withstand the challenges of the changing Texas weather is a quality, durable metal roof from Hillco. Hillco metal roofs will not rot, burn, or peel and can brave wind and hail that would leave conventional roofs in the dust. Heat-reflective Hillco roofs also reduce your energy costs by lowering attic temperatures during the summer. Stop by Hillco, just 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6 to see all their color and profile options. Or call 936-822-5050.
Come on down to Hillco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hillco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or hillcosupply.com.
Good morning, 725, News Talk 1620, WTAW Brazos Valley Weather Forecast, brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. It'll be nice today, warming up to 63 with north winds at 5 to 10, 39 for a low tonight, about 70 for Thursday and Friday, up to 73 on Saturday and Sunday. By the way, Saturday night and Sunday, there'll be a 40% chance of showers. Right now, the winds are from the north at 5, 61% relative humidity, and it's 34 degrees out there.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texas. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Did you know that since 2008, about 2.3 million jobs have been lost because business owners are uncertain how government actions could affect their businesses? That's right. AP discovered a trio of economists, no names given, who blame Washington's perpetual budget warfare for hurting the economy. They say businesses are caught in the middle. They don't know what regulations, government spending, and contracts are coming down the pike, so they're forced to let people go. Brilliant analysis, which also happens to be incomplete. Now, let's start with these little factoids. Since January 2009, with Obama in the White House, we've had one fiscal emergency after another. Since April 2009, we've had no federal budget. That's because Senate Democrats won't produce one, even though it's a constitutional requirement. Now, without a budget, the government has been running a series of short-term, quick-fix deals, going from crisis to crisis. Here are more job-killing factors that AP doesn't mention. How about the boondoggle of new regulations and uncertainty over the impact of Obamacare? Or onerous regulations coming out of the EPA? The attacks on businesses from Obama's National Labor Relations Board? High corporate taxes? Or Obama vilifying one industry after another on his endless campaign stops? The truth is that businesses are uncertain because they don't know how successful Obama's going to be, ripping up the fabric of American prosperity.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Thanks for calling Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp. This is Jan. How can I help you?
Hi. I just found out our company lost a contract because our D&B business credit file had missing scores or incomplete information. Can you help me with that?
Of course. Can I get the name of your business?
Sure. DBC Manufacturing in Topeka, Kansas.
Okay. I've got your business credit file right here. And I do see incomplete areas and missing scores that could be affecting your business.
Dun & Bradstreet Credibility Corp. has a free offer to help you grow your business. Call now for a free review of your company's D&B file. At last, you get to see what banks and businesses see when they pull your credit file. You'll learn tips to help improve what your file says about your business. This could be the key that helps you land more business and get better credit terms and bank loans. This free offer won't last long, so hurry. Call 888-55-PROFILE. That's 888-55-PROFILE. 888-55-PROFILE.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. Call 777-4459. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police spent 4 hours Monday night tracking down the driver of a pickup accused of running a car off the road. 32-year-old John Levi Marshall of Montgomery was arrested for leaving the scene of an accident. Police say they received assistance from DPS troopers and Montgomery's father, who was called by his son following the crash. Police had the father use his cell phone to help officers track his son in dense woods about a half mile from the crash site. Marshall is accused of exiting the northbound freeway at the Rock Prairie Road exit and striking a car on the service road at a high rate of speed. Neither driver was injured, but the victim was forced off the road through a ditch and a chain link gate before coming to a stop in a construction site. Meanwhile, Bryan police closed a theft case from Brenham thanks to a call from a manager at Bryan Iron and Metal. 18-year-old Darian Manley of Bryan is accused of stealing $1,200 of steel pipe on a $3,500 trailer, both taken from a Brenham welding shop. Manley, who was at the recycler attempting to sell the pipe, told police the metal belonged to his grandfather, who had recently died. Police say the Brenham business owner gave an exact description over the phone of the pipe and the trailer. And as many as 30 educators in the Bryan School District might have new assignments next year.
This group of professional development specialists, mentor teachers, and master teachers are affected by an administrative change in the way teacher assistance will be provided.
Some of these deans, PDSs, all these other, they've become not assistant principals, but they're doing administrative duties, and the whole purpose is for them to work on instruction to get our students to where they are instructionally at a higher level. So we're taking this pool of people and we're spreading them out over the district. Instead of them being assigned to a campus on one given day, they're assigned to a campus every day.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the district's getting out of a state program that served fewer schools and applying that money to the locally developed plan. Affected educators can apply as relabeled instructional coaches or be placed in another position in the Bryan School District for next year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
2 weeks from tomorrow will be the Chamber of Commerce annual visit to hundreds of local businesses.
And we just go into the businesses and we ask them some questions. We get the pulse of the community. And then we celebrate that evening at a business after hours, which will be at Allen Honda.
Oh, okay.
It's a great day. And we're just trying to figure out, you know, what the community needs and what's working well. So it's really great.
The Chamber's Priscilla Miller says over 130 volunteers participated last year. You can sign up for a half or whole day by going to the Chamber's website. On our website at WTAW, you can find a link. State officials say they're ending the requirement of lawmakers submitting to background checks each time they enter the governor's mansion. That's after lawmakers last week angrily complained of having to wait for state troopers to screen them before entering the newly renovated mansion, which was nearly destroyed by a fire in 2008. Steve McCraw, the director of the Texas Department of Public Safety, told a House committee that the background check policy was deemed stupid after being reevaluated last week. While currently elected, state lawmakers and congressional members are now exempt. McCraw says everyone else must still submit to background checks. The latest attempt to make texting while driving a statewide offense for adults has cleared the House Transportation Committee. Texas has already banned any use of mobile devices by drivers under age 18. Texting while driving is illegal in 39 states. Local ordinances ban the practice in some cities, including school zones in Bryan and College Station. There will have to be enough legislative support to override an expected veto from Governor Perry, whose views have not changed since stopping the measure 2 years ago. Perry calls the idea government micromanagement. And motorists on Highway 30 had two traffic issues yesterday. One was in Grimes County, west of Roanes Prairie, where smoke from a grass fire initially closed the road. Then it was open to alternating one-lane traffic. Meanwhile, in College Station, a contractor working on a water line ruptured a natural gas line. That closed Harvey Road between the freeway and Munson for more than 4 hours until shortly before 3. Starting this weekend, look for more DPS vehicles on patrol. Trooper Jimmy Morgan says it's related to drunk driving during spring break.
We will concentrate our efforts on patterns in the past where we've had fatalities or major crashes involving alcohol, so we expect to see the troopers out during this time period.
Last year's statewide campaign resulted in more than 1,000 DWI arrests. Meanwhile, the lone cadet survivor of the early Sunday morning crash on Highway 290, 18-year-old Francisco Campos, continues to recover in a Houston hospital. Two other cadets were killed when the 21-year-old driver of a Mustang driving the wrong way hit their SUV head-on. The other driver was also killed. WTOW News Time is 7:35. It's 40 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Spring Insurance. It's a great day at Spring Insurance. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, friends. This is Gary Flanagan with Spring Insurance. You know, small businesses are the engine that drives America, producing more than 50% of the private GDP. If you are a small business owner, protecting you from loss is what we do at Spring Insurance. From commercial policies designed to cover your liability and protect your property, to workers' compensation and employee health plans. So visit us on the web at springinsurancebcs.com or give us a call at 777-4459. It's a great day with Spring Insurance.
Are you ready to take the guesswork out of battery shopping? Interstate All Battery Center is your one-stop shop for portable power. Don't waste time going from an electronics store for your laptop to an auto parts store for your truck. Instead, stop by Interstate All Battery Center to find exactly what you need to power everything from your cameras, cell phones, and MP3 players to cordless tools, flashlights, and toys. Bring in your device and our experts will get it running. And for automotive, we're America's number one replacement battery. Interstate All Battery Center, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or call 775-4293.
7:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Large area of high pressure covers the region this morning. It'll result in lots of sunshine for today. Our temperatures, they're going to have tendency to climb up to 65. We have cloudiness over West Texas this morning, but that isn't expected to arrive until Friday. For tonight, we're clear. Lows near 40. We'll have sun during the day tomorrow, a high of 70. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 45 to 50. Clouds head our way Friday. Temperatures will be back near 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Got the dirty taste of losing out of our mouth.
Boy, they did, and they did it in the first inning. That's Aggie baseball coach, Coach Childress. We'll cover Aggie baseball for you here in a little bit. Also, Aggie spring football. The ladies are getting ready for the SEC tournament, and they have three in the SEC, all first, second, and freshman teams. We'll share all of that and more with sports coming up in about 12.
7:38, Bill Flores joins us from D.C. It's going to be 63 today, Bill. What's it going to be up there?
Well, it's going to be between 31 and 36, and wow. I think we're supposed to get about 12 inches of snow.
Well, there you go.
I'll email a picture to you, and you can post it.
See, I don't know why you guys decided to keep the Capitol up there. But anyway, hey, let's talk for a minute before
that
we...
That predates me, you know that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's before you got there. But before we talk about the business of the House, I'd like to get your thoughts on a couple of things. First of all, there seems to be a great deal of concern about what's going on over in Iran. George Mattis yesterday, the general of the U.S. Central Command, said that he had heard from at least one other nation at the leadership level that they will seek nuclear weapons if Iran goes nuclear. What are your thoughts there?
Well, I mean, the general is rightly concerned. When Iran gets a nuclear weapon, and it's just a matter of the timing, because their objective is to have one, then that destabilizes the rest of the Middle East, and you're going to have this situation where other countries feel like in order to avoid that instability and protect their own population, they have to have the same capabilities. It's unfortunate. I think if we would do the right thing, we could stop Iran and take this off the table where we don't further have an unstable Middle East. We already have enough problem with the so-called Arab Spring. Now we've got about three countries that have unstable governments, and the last thing we need is more instability over there.
The interesting story this morning, Eric Holder responding to questions from Rand Paul having to do with carrying out drone strikes against an American on American soil. And he basically said it is possible, I suppose, to imagine an extraordinary circumstance in which it would be necessary and appropriate under the Constitution and applicable laws of the U.S. for the president to authorize the military use of lethal force within the territory of the United States. That's a little troubling.
Well, it's very troubling, and the Attorney General is wrong, and that's the reason I and several of my House colleagues continue to demand his resignation. I don't know that Attorney General Holder has ever read the Constitution, or he would know better than to say something like that, or even think it. The guy is way off base. As far as I'm concerned, his crimes against the American people are many, and he needs to be out of office. Out of his office at this point in time.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. this morning. This afternoon, I guess the House is planning to put forth the vote on the Republican plan, designed to, I guess, for lack of a better term, maybe sand off some of the rough edges on the $85 billion in budget cuts that are coming up. That's going to pass, you presume?
I think it will. We whipped the vote last week on a conceptual continuing resolution. And I don't know, I'm never privy to what the results of the whip count are, but my assumption is that it will pass. Now, there are some things in this bill, in this continuing resolution, that are good, particularly for our military, for military construction accounts, and also for our Veterans Administration. There are also some things that I don't like, but again, on a continuing resolution, you never get your appropriations just right. That's the reason I don't like continuing resolutions. But the flip side is a government shutdown, and I don't think that we need that right now, given all the uncertainty that the sequesters caused. We don't need to add more uncertainty on top of the Washington uncertainty that's already out there.
Okay, so Bill Flores gets the magic wand. What are a couple of things that you would like to see that you would hope could be in there in a world that you think would be good?
Well, I'd like to go back and add limitation amendments like we did in our very first continuing resolution in 2011, and that would strip out funding for taxpayer-funded abortions, Planned Parenthood, the implementation of Obamacare, public broadcasting, things of that nature, federal interference with state and local education, spending on travel and conferences, spending on the free cell phone program. I mean, I could find $85 billion in about 20 minutes.
I was gonna say, it's good you don't have any ideas.
Well, yeah, and the American people would never feel it either. I could do this a lot. You know, look at how punitive the president's been. He decided yesterday he was going to shut down White House tours. Now, if he would park Air Force One for a couple of hours, he could fund the White House tours for the rest of this year.
Probably
But that's just not the way he's wired.
Is it safe to say then at this point that a tax increase seems unlikely?
I think it's virtually impossible to get it unless somehow he has the victory he wants in the 2014 election.
Now, I also saw yesterday that Republican leadership has talked about they're going to bring to the floor it's called the Skills Act, which reauthorizes some workforce investment. I'd like to get your thoughts on whether or not that will work, because it seems to be falling along party lines.
Well, our federal employment programs or federal employment training programs are a disaster. We spend tens of billions of dollars a year on these programs that are driven by bureaucrats instead of driven by employer needs. And so you've got 200-plus programs that have not dented the unemployment. They haven't put people in the training programs that are needed for today's economy. And what the Skills Act does is basically restructure all of those programs so that they're much more driven by what the workforce is today versus what we need. So I it's a good program. We're going to have more to talk about it over the next few weeks, because it's one of those things that the American people hired us to do, is come up there and fix the government bureaucracy to make it responsive.
Sure. There was a luncheon a couple of weeks ago, the Tuesday group, and they got pretty angry at Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan. He conceded that he might have to change the Medicare retirement benefits for people from 55 years to older, maybe as high as 59. And while the specifics haven't come out yet, both Ryan and Mitt Romney had cited the 55-year-old figure during their run for the White House. It seems like he may be backing down from that now.
Well, yeah, here's why. When we rolled out our budget last year, they had Medicare reforms to save Medicare not only for today's seniors but for future seniors. We said that we were going to have a different Medicare program for those 55 and younger, or under 55. Well, that cohort, that birth cohort, if you will, has aged another year, and Medicare is another year more insolvent. And so theoretically, the more insolvent that Medicare gets, the higher you need to raise the age in order to be able to make the appropriate adjustments so that it will survive, for my grandchildren's generation. But based on the numbers that we got just yesterday, it looks like we, and I can't put this in a bank for our constituents yet, but it looks like we'll be able to keep the 55-year-old age for the new Medicare. Let me rephrase that. 55 and above will have the current Medicare. 54 and younger will have new Medicare under our reform package. I think that's the way it's going to be. But I will say this. Every year that we don't touch Medicare, the problem becomes much more worse, and the unfunded obligations of Medicare grow by trillions of dollars.
Yeah, because it's really kind of a big deal, because centrists, and I don't know how many centrists there are out there, but they're pretty angry about this, because a lot of people feel like if 55 was going to be the number, and people like you and every member of House is going to have to run for re-election again, and if 55 was the number, to have to come back and change that number and make it go up is something that's going to be pretty uncomfortable to have to answer for.
Well, and that, yeah, I agree with that. But when we rolled the budget out last year, we said at or near retirement is not going to have a change. Well, some people put that in their mind and then ran on 55. Well, that was not a good thing to do, but they did. And so we have to be responsive to that, and we've looked at the CBO numbers, and we can get by one more year by holding it at 55, and I think that's what we're going to do when we roll our budget out next Tuesday. But we've got to get away from we've either got to clock it to a birth year, or we've got to get away from a hard age. We've got to do something different, and because I think some people didn't pay attention to what we said in terms of marketing the new budget, and so they put an age in there instead of saying something generic like at or near retirement.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. A little bit of housekeeping. You have a budget that you run your office on, and seems like most everybody was able to come in at under budget. And I think they actually want to kind of draw back a little bit on what your budget will be to run your office. But tell me what your numbers were as far as percentage of what was allocated to you and what you spent.
Well, for calendar year 2011, to sort of set the baseline, that budget was reduced by 5% from the last budget that Chet Edwards had in 2010. That said, we were still able to return $167,000, or about 12% of our budget, back to the taxpayer.
Okay.
For this year, for fiscal 2012 that just ended, that budget was reduced by another 6% from the 2011 number, but we were still able to return $94,000, or about 7% of our budget. If the budget hadn't been reduced, we would have returned somewhere in the neighborhood of $184,000. Or actually, what I'm trying to say is we ran the office more cheaply in 2012 than we did in 2011.
That's good. We're headed in the right direction there.
Oh, I agree. And then for what it's worth, post-sequester for 2013, the budget's been cut by another 5.7%. So we're getting it right over here in the House. Now, the Senate just had their first cut because of sequestration. They're sort of squawking about it.
Well, you know, join the club.
Yeah, they got to grow up and put on their big boy pants.
That's it. Finally today, we got an email question, and I appreciate this person sending them in. And if you have questions for the congressman, send them to us, and we'll have a look at them. This person basically said, Boehner and Cantor and the other House leadership have agreed with Democrats in the House to vote on the continuing resolution that's going to happen today. Within it, they agree not to vote on any more spending cuts or cutting bills. They basically are tired of fighting with the president. And to stop fighting is a defeatist thought, as far as I'm concerned. If House leadership is not going to lead, then they need to pass the gavel to those who will.
Well, I would disagree with the writer's comments. Let me say this. There are six different fiscal discussion points that we have in the federal government. The first one this year was the fiscal cliff bill. And in that bill, taxes were avoided on large groups of the economy and some taxes went up on a part of the economy. I voted against that. We had a fight, but it was more of a skirmish, I would guess, on that one. The next one was a debt ceiling debate that we had that occurred back in January. And at that point in time, we got no budget, no pay passed, which is going to force the Senate to produce a budget for the first time in 4 years. So you had a fight there, but I would say it was more of a skirmish than a fight. Then the sequester kicked in on March 1st. We held the line there. We had the fight. We won. The sequester is going into effect, and we're going to save $85 billion in the spending because of that. And so the deficit is going to go down by $85 billion. We held the line there. The next one, and I think this is what the writer's talking about, is that we are caving on the CR. Now, I don't know why they're saying that we're caving on the CR, because we're holding the post-sequester numbers in this continuing resolution, and we're also fixing some issues related to the sequester that were adversely affecting the Defense Department, Veterans Administration, and military construction. The rest, and we did fix some other problems. So, again, it wasn't a big fight. I mean, there were some things. People want to strip out Obamacare. People want to strip out all the other things I talked about earlier in this conversation about fixing spending. But this is not the place to do that. On top of the sequester, you don't want to add a government shutdown to the conversation to stir up, to disrupt the lives of the American people. The next big fiscal point in time is going to be the release of the House budget. As I said earlier, we're going to roll that out next Tuesday. I think the American people are going to like it. It's going to show a path to balance in 10 years. It's based on real numbers and no funny business on the accounting side. And I really think, and we're going to fight for that. We're going to pass it. And the American people will get to see what's going to happen.
We'll look forward. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and then finally, the debt ceiling. There's going to be another debt ceiling fight in May. And that's one where we're going to have that, you know, in order to get the debt ceiling increased, you've got to reform your entitlements, or you've got to reduce spending, one or both. And so I disagree with the writer. I believe that leadership is fighting. We are fighting. We're being careful about we're being judicious in the fights we pick.
Lots of battles to come, and we'll talk about, I guess, that new budget when it rolls out next week. And Bill Flores joins us on most every Wednesday. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning.
You bet, Scott. Ask our listeners, continue praying for our country, our military men and women, and our first responders.
All right.
The Theater Company presents Andrew Lloyd Webber's Tony Award-winning musical, Sunset Boulevard, on stage this weekend. Directed by Randy Wilson and starring Mandy Walker, Justin Dollar, and an all-star Theater Company cast. Brought to you by the Green Family and Robert C. Borden, with additional funding from the cities of Bryan and College Station and support from the Arts Council. Don't miss Sunset Boulevard this weekend at the Theater Company. Get tickets and showtimes right now at theatercompany.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Well, it's almost that time of year once again. Daylight savings time, when the already sleep deprived lose yet another hour of rest. And while some adapt fairly quickly, many struggle with this time shift. Fortunately, with a little forethought, you can help your family with the transition. This is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. to better adjust to the new time beginning Sunday, here are some tips offered by the experts. First, give your family practice time. In other words, as daylight savings time approaches, move bedtimes up 10 minutes earlier each day. On Saturday, you might even plan a fun dinner together an hour earlier to celebrate the change. Second, get out in sunlight as soon as possible Sunday morning. If the weather's nice, have a breakfast picnic outside. If you can't do that, at least spread a tablecloth on the floor next to your biggest window and pretend you're outside. The idea is to get some sunlight. And probably most importantly, remember that adjusting to daylight savings time, well, takes time. Be patient with yourself and your family, and be ready for kids whose bodies aren't quite ready to honor the new time. No question about it, losing that hour of sleep takes some adjustment, but it doesn't have to completely disrupt your family life. And with some planning and a little extra patience, your family can manage the change just fine. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
If you're on Highway 6 northbound, traffic seems to be backed up there starting about Southwest Parkway, so avoid that if you can.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:55. Aggie baseball started quickly and never looked back as it downed Prairie View 8-2 in non-conference action last night at Olson. Here's Coach Childress. He was even surprised on the quick start.
He tastes the losing out of our mouth, and Grayson got us in the dugout quick and scored six runs before we knew what hit us. You know, I've seen a lot of things as a coach over the years, and I don't know if I've ever seen a cycle in order there in the first inning. Mingden drives one in with a single, a double, a triple, and a homer right back to back to back to back. I mean, I think that's the great thing about our sport. I mean, I don't think you've ever seen it all.
The Aggies sent nine batters to the plate in the bottom of the first, scoring six runs on four hits. Mikey Reynolds got the inning started with a leadoff walk, continuing his streak of safely reaching base in every game so far this season. The Aggies return to action Friday when they travel to Cal State Fullerton. First game of the series slated for 9 o'clock our time, and it's all live right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. A&M football was back on the field for day two of spring ball. The Aggies were inside the McFerrin Athletic Center due to the high winds yesterday. The team worked out for about an hour and 45 minutes in shorts and helmet. Talk around town surrounds Manziel having insurance protecting him in case of an injury that would force him to stop playing football. He did acknowledge that he did have it, but it is, by the way, just very common for players of his caliber to carry some kind of protection just in case. After practice, Johnny Football was asked if it was nice to get back in action and away from all the distractions.
Good to be back doing what we all love to do. I think everybody's been eager to get back. Everybody's been ready to get back on the field. That's what everybody's here to do. They love that more than they do lifting, running, doing all the kind of the bad stuff. So it's good for everybody to be back out here.
Here's Coach Sumlin on the spring overview.
In college football, you have guys that are moving from role players or sometimes redshirt players who are trying to move to role players and role players that now all of a sudden have it all heaped on them. With that becomes a lot more responsibility, a lot more knowledge, a lot more pressure. So how guys handle that, you don't know until we really start getting into spring football. And that's why scrimmage situations to me become so important. That's why we go in the stadium and try to get in front of people and get the coaches off the field. So we'll see how that goes. But I think what we're trying to do now is really give them the basis of offense and defense and our special teams plan so we can go to spring break and then come back and really, with pads on, really hone in and try to see what our young players can do.
And the team puts those pads on Thursday. That'll be the first full contact practice for A&M football since the Cotton Bowl. Texas A&M men's basketball team takes the court at Reed tonight for the final game of the season, at least at Reed. It's senior night, and here's Coach Kennedy on the Bayou Bengals.
I would expect them to press us like they did there and really put some pressure on our point guards and our guards. We got to do a better job of handling that press, which at this time of the year you should. It's not anything new. You know, we only had, I think, 8 turnovers against South Carolina, although they don't press and play that way. But we've done a better job of taking care of the ball, for the most part, than we did earlier against LSU.
Tip-off against the Tigers, slated for 7 o'clock, and it's all live here on 1620 WTAW. And finally, junior Kelsey Bone was selected to the All-SEC first team, while senior Adrian Pratchett was selected for the All-SEC second team. Freshman Courtney Walker represented A&M on the SEC All-Freshman team. The honors were voted on at the league's, by the league's 14 head coaches, who, by the way, are not allowed to vote on their own players. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has a variety of promotional products and specialty items to help you promote your business. Awards & More, 710 North Rosemary and Bryan, can personalize any number of gifts to help you get the word out. Your first stop for plaques, trophies, medals, and custom awards should always be Awards & More. And Awards & More does silk screening for T-shirts. Call 696-3886.